Welcome back to the UAP Research Deep Dive with UAP Caucus. Today we're diving into a report that really caught your eye. The analysis of that UAP sighting off the coast of Aguadilla, Puerto Rico back in 2013. You specifically mentioned wanting to understand how scientists approach a case like this. So we're going to unpack their methods.
Right.
And what makes their findings so compelling.
What's fascinating about this report is it goes beyond grainy footage and anecdotal accounts.
Okay.
We have a team of 6 scientists, physicists, chemists, mathematicians who really dug into the data.
Okay.
They had thermal imaging, radar readings, eyewitness testimonies from the Customs and Border Protection crew, and even accounts from anonymous sources.
That's like a detective story.
Yeah.
But instead of fingerprints, they're looking at heat signatures and flight patterns.
Exactly. And like any good detective, they start by setting the scene.
Okay.
It's late evening on April 25th, 2013. A CBP DHC-8 turboprop aircraft is on routine patrol. The weather is calm. Establishing these baseline conditions helps rule out environmental factors that might explain the UAP's strange behavior.
So the pilots spot this unusual light.
Mm-hmm.
Coming from the ocean, they describe it as pinkish-reddish. Even the control tower sees it, but their radar, which is designed for picking up boats, doesn't detect anything. That's already a bit odd, isn't it?
It is. You'd think something moving that fast would show up, whether it's on the surface or in the air.
Yeah.
This detail immediately suggests we're not dealing with a typical aircraft or sea vessel.
Okay, so the object approaches the shore. The light disappears. But the pilots manage to lock onto it with their thermal imaging camera. Now we're talking almost 4 minutes of continuous footage, along with radar data from a nearby land-based station and all those eyewitness accounts. It's like having multiple pieces of a puzzle that start to fit together.
Precisely. And having multiple forms of data is crucial for scientific rigor. It allows for corroboration.
Right.
Confirming that what one instrument is showing is also reflected in another. This gives the scientists a much more complete picture of what happened.
So they have this treasure trove of data, and they start analyzing the object itself. They estimate its size to be about 3 to 5 feet in diameter, mostly spherical in shape. But some frames suggest a more complex structure, and then there's the speed.
That's where things get really interesting. This object was tracked moving between 70 and 120 miles per hour, both in the air and underwater. And it wasn't just cruising along. The data shows rapid acceleration and deceleration, sharp turns. That would be impossible for any known aircraft or underwater vehicle.
Hold on. Underwater, did this thing take a swim?
You heard right. It plunges into the water at high speed, travels underwater for almost a minute at over 80 miles per hour.
Wow.
Then pops up briefly, before splitting into 2 smaller objects. And remember, all of this is captured on multiple instruments, making it much harder to dismiss as a simple glitch or misinterpretation.
Okay, my head is spinning a bit. What kind of technology could possibly explain that kind of maneuverability, especially underwater? It's defying physics as we know it.
And the report acknowledges that. They meticulously rule out all the usual suspects. Balloons, birds, drones, even experimental aircraft. The object's speed, movement, and something called its thermal signature just don't fit any conventional explanation.
You mentioned thermal signature. What is that exactly?
Think of it like a heat fingerprint.
Okay.
Every object emits heat, and the signature can tell us a lot about what an object is made of and how it's powered. In this case, the UAP was radiating a significant amount of heat, much hotter than its surroundings, even when submerged in the ocean.
That's wild. So it's like this thing had some internal furnace going. But there's no visible exhaust or anything to explain where that energy is coming from.
Exactly. And that's one of the key mysteries the researchers grapple with. It suggests an onboard energy source or propulsion system far beyond our current understanding. This detail alone challenges our assumptions about what's technologically possible.
You know, it's almost like this object was showing off, disappearing from radar, diving into the ocean, splitting in two. It's as if it wanted to be seen, but not fully understood.
That's an interesting observation, and it highlights the paradoxical nature of many UAP sightings. They often exhibit characteristics that are both familiar and utterly alien.
So where do we go from here?
Mm-hmm.
We have this incredible report meticulously compiled and analyzed, and yet we're left with more questions than answers.
Right.
But before we get to those questions, there's a detail you highlighted in your notes about anonymous sources. What's that all about?
Right. You specifically asked about that.
I did.
The report mentions multiple anonymous individuals who reached out to the researchers, claiming to have inside knowledge about the incident.
Okay.
Now, anonymous sources are always tricky, but in this case, the information they provided. lined up with details the scientists had already independently verified.
So it's like having additional witnesses corroborating parts of the story,
yeah,
even if they're doing it from the shadows.
Exactly. And these sources added some intriguing details. For example, they claimed to know the exact type of equipment used by the CBP crew and even mentioned the existence of two other videos from the same area taken on different dates.
Wait, two other videos? That's tantalizing. It suggests there might be a whole lot more to this story than we currently know. But of course, we have to be careful about jumping to conclusions.
Absolutely. The researchers are very upfront about the possibility of hoaxes or misinterpretations.
Right.
They analyze the video frame by frame, even at the pixel level, looking for signs of tampering or manipulation. But they find none. They also rule out a whole host of potential explanations, like balloons, birds, drones, even Chinese lanterns. Hmm. Nothing fits the bill in terms of the object's speed, maneuverability, and thermal characteristics.
So they've gone to great lengths to debunk the most obvious explanations, leaving us with a truly perplexing phenomenon. But you mentioned earlier that they offer some possible interpretations, even if they don't have a definitive answer.
Right.
What are those interpretations?
Well, that's what we'll delve into next. The report dives deep into the physics of what they observed, exploring concepts like supercavitation, how something could move so effortlessly through water.
Right.
They even touch on some pretty mind-bending ideas from theoretical physics to try and make sense of the object's thermal signature and its interaction with water.
Okay. I'm on the edge of my seat here. This is getting really interesting. We've gone from a routine patrol to potentially groundbreaking physics in the span of a few minutes.
And that's the beauty of a case like this. It pushes us to expand our thinking and consider possibilities we might not have entertained before.
I can't wait to hear more about those possibilities. But for now, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll dive deeper into the report's analysis and explore those mind-bending interpretations.
Sounds good.
We'll unpack the science behind the mystery and see what we can glean from this fascinating case. All right, we're back. And, you know, before the break, we were talking about those anonymous sources and the possibility of other videos. I have to admit that really piqued my curiosity. It's like a breadcrumb trail leading us deeper into the mystery.
It certainly adds to the intrigue, but for now, let's shift our focus back to the science.
Okay.
You were particularly interested in the analysis of the object's movement, especially that underwater maneuver.
Right. I mean, it's one thing to zip around in the air, but to plunge into the ocean and move like that, it's almost like he was ignoring the laws of physics.
And that's what makes this case so compelling. The researchers had to dig deep into some pretty complex physics to try and make sense of it. Remember, they ruled out environmental factors like wind or current, so what's left? They explore a concept called supercavitation, which you might have heard of in the context of high-speed torpedoes.
Vaguely. It has something to do with creating a bubble around the object, right?
Exactly. Imagine a dolphin creating an air pocket around itself to reduce drag and swim faster. Supercavitation is similar. It involves an object moving through water so fast that it creates a vapor cavity, essentially a bubble of gas around itself. This drastically reduces friction and allows for incredible speeds.
So are they saying this UAP was basically making its own torpedo bubble?
It's one of the hypotheses they consider, but here's the catch. Even with supercavitation, you'd expect to see a wake, some kind of disturbance in the water. But in the Aguadiva footage, the object enters and exits the water with barely a splash, leaving no visible wake.
Okay, so supercavitation might explain the speed, but not the stealthy, almost seamless way it moved through the water. What other possibilities do they explore?
This is where things get really interesting and we delve into some cutting-edge physics. They discuss concepts like metamaterials and hydrodynamic cloaking. Now, metamaterials are engineered materials with properties not found in nature.
Mm-hmm.
They can manipulate light and sound waves in extraordinary ways, even rendering objects invisible.
Wait, invisibility cloaks, like Harry Potter stuff?
Not quite that dramatic, but the principle is similar. Hydrodynamic cloaking is a theoretical concept that applies this idea to fluids like water.
Okay.
Imagine designing a surface that could redirect water flow around an object, essentially making it invisible to sonar and reducing drag.
So they're suggesting this UAP might have some kind of advanced cloaking technology?
Yeah.
That allowed it to move through water undetected.
It's a possibility they raise, acknowledging that it's on the fringe of current scientific understanding. The point is, they're not simply dismissing the anomalous behavior as unexplainable.
Right.
They're actively trying to fit it within a scientific framework, even if that means considering concepts that are still largely theoretical.
You know, in your notes, you specifically asked about the radar data and how this object interacted with different radar systems. Can you elaborate on that?
Right. You're keen on understanding how this thing managed to evade detection at times while showing up on other radar systems.
Yeah.
Remember, we have data from two different radars, the SeaView Marine radar on the CBP aircraft and the land-based Pico del Este radar station.
And the SeaView radar initially didn't pick up the object, which just seems strange for a system designed to detect things at sea.
Exactly. That detail alone suggests the object possessed characteristics that made it difficult for that specific radar to detect.
Right.
Now, the Pico del Este radar is a different story. It recorded an unidentified target in the same area as the visual sighting and the thermal video. And here's the kicker. This target appeared on radar for a full 16 minutes, well before the CBP aircraft even took off.
So we have this object popping up on radar long before the pilots even spot it. That seems to rule out any kind of onboard radar jamming or spoofing technology, right?
That's one interpretation. It's more likely that the object itself possessed inherent properties that made it difficult for certain radar systems to detect. This could be related to its shape, its material composition, or even some kind of active stealth technology, though that's venturing into more speculative territory.
And the way it was moving on the Pico del Este radar, didn't you say it was jumping around, not following a typical flight path?
Precisely. The radar data shows erratic movement, rapid changes in speed and direction, even appearing to disappear and reappear in different locations. It wasn't behaving like any known aircraft, which further supports the idea that we're dealing with something truly unusual.
So we have this convergence of evidence: visual sightings, thermal imaging, multiple radar systems, eyewitness testimony, and even those anonymous accounts, all pointing towards a real physical object exhibiting truly anomalous capabilities.
And that brings us back to the heart of the matter. What was this object? While the report doesn't offer a definitive answer, they do explore several hypotheses, each more intriguing than the last.
Well, let's hear them. We've ruled out the conventional explanations, delved into some pretty wild physics, so what's left on the table?
They consider a range of possibilities, from advanced classified technology developed by a terrestrial power to the potential for something entirely beyond our current understanding. We'll unpack those possibilities and their implications when we return. But for now, let's pause here and give you a moment to process everything we've covered so far.
Sounds good. Take a breath, everyone, because when we come back, things are about to get even more mind-bending. We'll delve into the potential explanations for what this object might be and explore the broader implications of this case for our understanding of the universe.
Stay tuned, because the deep dive continues.
All right, we're back. And I have to say, my mind is still reeling from everything we've discussed so far. We've gone from a routine patrol to exploring concepts like supercavitation and hydrodynamic cloaking. It's amazing how this case pushes the boundaries of what we thought was possible.
It really highlights the importance of approaching UAP research with both scientific rigor and an open mind. And as we delve into the potential explanations for what this object might be, that open-mindedness becomes even more crucial.
Okay, so let's get to those explanations. We've ruled out the conventional stuff, explored some cutting-edge physics, so what's left? What are the researchers considering?
Well, one possibility they explore is that this represents some form of highly advanced technology developed by a terrestrial power, maybe a government or a private entity. Think about the rapid advancements we've seen in drone technology, stealth capabilities, even hypersonic vehicles. Mm. It's not entirely inconceivable that someone might be experimenting with technologies far beyond what's publicly known.
So like a super secret black budget project that accidentally flew into view. It's like something out of a spy movie.
It's a possibility, though the report acknowledges that there's no direct evidence to support that conclusion, and frankly, it would raise even more questions.
Yeah.
What kind of technology could allow for that level of maneuverability, especially underwater? And why would they be testing it in such a visible location?
Good points. What other explanations do they offer?
They also consider the possibility of atmospheric phenomena, unusual interactions of energy and matter that are only beginning to understand.
Right.
There are documented cases of things like ball lightning and plasma formations exhibiting strange behaviors.
I remember you mentioning ball lightning earlier. Could that explain the object's intense heat signature?
It's a possibility, but ball lightning is typically short-lived and unpredictable. It doesn't really account for the sustained heat signature we see in this case, especially underwater. Plus, ball lightning doesn't usually move with the kind of controlled, deliberate movements observed in the Aguadilla footage.
Okay, so we've considered advanced terrestrial tech, strange atmospheric events. And I know this might be a bit out there, but what about the possibility of extraterrestrial origins? You mentioned that earlier.
Right, and it's important to approach this hypothesis with the same level of scientific scrutiny as any other. The researchers acknowledge that based on the object's extraordinary kindabilities, extraterrestrial origin can't be completely ruled out. However, it's also important to note that extraordinary evidence is required to support such an extraordinary claim.
So it's not their leading hypothesis, but they're not dismissing it out of hand either.
Exactly. They're simply acknowledging that the data doesn't fit neatly into any conventional explanation. And until we have more information, all possibilities have to be considered.
You know, as we're discussing all these possibilities, one thing that really stands out to me is that the object split into two smaller objects before disappearing. What did the researchers make of that?
That's one of the most intriguing details of the case. And honestly, it's something that none of the proposed explanations fully address. It could be a deliberate maneuver, a sign of advanced technology beyond our comprehension, or it could be a natural phenomenon that we simply don't understand yet.
It's almost like this object was giving us a glimpse of something extraordinary, a hint of possibilities beyond our current understanding. And then it vanished, leaving us with more questions than answers.
That's a great way to put it. And perhaps that's the most important takeaway from the Aguadilla case. It's a reminder that our knowledge of the universe is still limited. And there might be phenomena out there that challenge our fundamental assumptions about physics, technology, and even reality itself.
It's a humbling thought, but also incredibly exciting. This case really makes you wonder, what else might be out there, hidden in plain sight, waiting to be discovered?
Absolutely, and it underscores the importance of continued research and investigation. Cases like Aguadilla push us to develop new tools, new methodologies, new ways of thinking about the universe and our place within it.
Well, I have to say, this deep dive has been an incredible journey. We've explored a fascinating case, delved into some mind-bending science, and confronted the limits of our current understanding. I know I'll never look at the sky the same way again.
And hopefully it sparked a curiosity in you, a desire to learn more and explore the mysteries that surround us. Remember, the quest for knowledge is an ongoing journey, and each new discovery, each unanswered question brings us closer to understanding the vast and complex universe we inhabit.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the Aguadilla case. We hope you found it as thought-provoking as we did. And remember, keep looking up, keep asking questions, and keep an open mind to the infinite possibilities that await us in the vast unknown.